Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3490 BN. Today's date is November 3rd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Election Fraud, National Guard Activated in Other States. Something big is about to happen. Talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they miss the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're doing everything they possibly can to cheat in the election. Now, I think we all know this. I think we all know that they can't win with votes. They have to use ballots. But what's very, very interesting about all of this is that we're seeing election fraud in Arizona. We're seeing election fraud in Colorado. We're seeing election fraud in Oregon. We're seeing election fraud in Pennsylvania. We're seeing election fraud all over the place. And we're also seeing how the deep state players, the D's, how they're pretty much violating the election laws. Now, let's put this into perspective. Everyone now can see the fraud ahead of the elections. And it's being documented every single day with video, with the FCC coming out saying that, yes, they violated the equal times rule because Kamala went on to NBC when NBC said, we're not going to actually air any political candidates, which means Trump actually gets equal time. But think about it. You're seeing the violations ahead of time. Now, when you really look at this, is Trump and the Patriots, are they preparing the case for the Supreme Court? Are they preparing and documenting all of the violations leading up to the election? And also, we're going to include the violations during and after the election. Now, the question is, why would Trump and the Patriots, why would they do something like this? Because this builds the case when the deep state tries not to certify the election. Remember, going back in time, going back to 2020, Trump made it a really big deal that Pence should have sent the results back to the states. And of course, the D's were out there saying he doesn't have the right to do that under the law. He can't do this. Trump said, absolutely, he can. And they made it a real big deal. And what did the D's do? Well, since Trump was making a very, very big deal over this, they decided to change the laws. And that spurred the Election Count Reform and Presidential Transition Improvement Act of 2022. And it took away the ability of the vice president to actually send the results back to the state. So the vice president at this point in time will just have to certify the election. Now, once again, yes, they could try to stop the certification. They could say that there's manipulation in the elections, but when you read the Electoral Count Reform Presidential Transition Improvement Act of 2022, in this new law, it allows the Supreme Court to hear this and it expedites everything. So if we have the presidential candidate saying, hey, there was manipulation, they must certify, and the other side fights back, this evidence that's being collected right now, it's being collected every day with video, with documentation, with lawsuits. All of this is being done to actually have the Patriots have a standing when it goes to the Supreme Court. And when you look at it in this way, you can see that Trump is doing all of this, the Patriots are doing all this, allowing the deep state to do what they do best, to actually create the case for the Supreme Court. Now, I do believe in the end, what Trump and the Patriots want, they want the Supreme Court to rule that, hey, the elections that we just had, they were manipulated. We don't know what the results are. We must do this using paper, voter ID, one-day counting, and everyone could see the counting going on during this period of time. I think he wants to show the people of this country how big the movement really is. And I do believe this is the completion of the Great Awakening, where people actually see that we are the majority. The media, the D's, the deep state players, they've been lying to us this entire time. And the people that are backing them are, that group is much, much smaller than anyone ever realized. And I do believe that's about to happen. Now, of course, we know that the deep state players, what they really want is chaos. They want a civil war. And we know this. And this is why they're going to try to hold the count as long as possible. This is why they're already making preparations to say, hey, if Trump says he's the winner, they're going to say, well, all the ballots aren't in yet, so he is not the winner, even though it looks like he is the winner. And I think they're going to put this off as long as they possibly can, and they're going to try to hold up the certification process, which I do believe is going to lead everything to the Supreme Court. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots are building the case right now, because now they will have standing, and they will it will allow the Supreme Court to look at all the evidence, and they could make a ruling that Trump wins or that we must do this over, because there's so much manipulation, so much fraud in the election, that all these ballots, they've been printed. We don't know who won. Plus, that will allow the people, because of this ruling, to see that the elections are fraudulent. Mail-in ballots don't work. The Dominion machines don't work. And when you see the results between paper and you see it with the Dominion machines and the ballots and the mail-in ballots, you're going to see a very, very big difference in the election system. And that's going to actually prove that the entire election system is fraudulent, which would then allow us to move forward with always using ID, paper, one-day counting. Sometimes you got to show the people. Sometimes the people have to see the truth. And what's very interesting is you could see the deep state players, they are now preparing for chaos. Just on Friday, we had Nevada. They called up the National Guard. They activated them. Now we have other states that are now putting the National Guard on standby. So something big is about to happen. And I think we all know what it is. I do believe that as we get into the election and as we're in post-election, the deep state players, they're going to be pulling out all the stops to create the atmosphere of civil war, the atmosphere of chaos, the atmosphere that we don't know who the winner is. But I do believe all of this is going to fall apart in the end. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's just talk about Mark Cuban, because Mark Cuban came out with the statement that Trump has no strong women behind him. And then all the strong women, they all came out and said, this is ridiculous. What are you talking about? And it went viral. And now Mark Cuban, he backtracks on all of it. And he apologized for what he said. And it's amazing, because when people push back and people say, this is ridiculous, and all the strong women come out, all of these people, what do? They always backtrack on their claims. So what's very interesting, maybe they should do a little bit of research before they actually make these claims. And maybe they should really look at who's in the party and look at the women, look at the men. But again, they don't want to do this. You know why? Because they're trying to convince people that Trump doesn't have the people, when Trump actually really does have the people. And it's almost like when they try to gaslight us on the border. Well, if the Republicans, if they just pass that bill on the border, everything would be okay. Now, remember, every time the deep state players, every time they put out a bill, whatever title they put on the bill, like, you know, the Affordable Care Act, it's always the opposite. The Patriot Act, always the opposite. The border bill, the Secure the Border bill, it's always the opposite. Elon Musk put this out and said, the so-called Secure the Border bill would have converted illegals to legal immigrants, legalized the illegal actions of the Biden administration, and done nothing to reduce illegal immigration. It was a wolf in sheep's clothing. any given piece of legislation will do the opposite of its name. And this has been true going back in time. This is how they trick the people every single time. They put on a very nice title. The title is what you want, but inside the bill, it's the complete opposite. This is why Nancy Pelosi, when they were passing the Affordable Care Act and every other bill, hey, you got to pass it. Then you can read it. Because if people read it ahead of time, people would have realized, hey, this is a disaster. Why would we pass something like this? Why would we penalize the people for not taking health insurance? This is not legal whatsoever. And this is why Trump removed the penalty. Because, again, this is not constitutional. But they didn't want people to know that. The same thing with the border bill. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: as we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Over the past 4 years, Kamala has orchestrated the most egregious betrayal that any leader in American history has ever inflicted on our people. She has violated her oath, eradicated our sovereign border, and unleashed an army of gangs and criminal migrants from prisons and jails, insane asylums, and mental institutions around the world, from Venezuela to the Congo, stealing countless American lives. Absolutely. And this is what people are seeing now. And people are pissed off. People are angry. A lot of the people hit the precipice with the borders. And I do believe they're going to hit the precipice as we approach war, as the economy breaks down. You're going to see a lot of people hitting the precipice during this period of time. And war is definitely building. You can see they're actually putting all the pieces together to make sure that we can head into war. And yes, they're going to be pushing this very, very hard. When you look at North Korea and you see how North Korea has brought their troops to the Ukrainian border, assisting Russia. This was done so South Korea can then join in the fight. And you can see this is exactly what they're doing now. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know that they're trying to push us into war. Remember, Trump communicates with Kim Jong-un. He talked about peace. They stopped firing missiles during Trump's term. And now you can see that North Korea is now moving forward with war preparations, with firing missiles, with ICBMs, you name it. And what's very interesting, since North Korea is bringing troops to fight in Ukraine to assist Russia, we have South Korea. They're monitoring this entire thing, and they're talking about the need to weaponize the other side now by providing badly needed 155-millimeter artillery shells to Ukraine. So far, this has only allegedly been done indirectly by routing the shells to the United States. But it looks like South Korea is going to actually try to push this where they can supply the ammunition, weapons to the other side. So now you're going to have North Korea on one side helping Russia. You're going to have South Korea now helping the United States. They're going to be supplying weapons. And what do you think is going to happen with North Korea and South Korea? Is this going to kick off a war? It's starting to seem that way. And what's very interesting is that the United States, we're deploying B-52 bombers, fighter jets, refueling aircraft and Navy destroyers to the Middle East in a readjustment of military assets as the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group prepares to leave the region. So more military equipment is coming in. They're readjusting everything, getting prepared and ready for what? Most likely a war. And yes, we see the war building up in the Middle East. We see the war building up now in Ukraine and Russia, which is now going to affect North Korea and South Korea. I wouldn't be surprised if China gets involved with Taiwan. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Hungary's Viktor Orban, he is convinced that Trump will bring peace to Ukraine if elected. And remember, Viktor Orban, he's been making the rounds, talking to all the different leaders. And right now, Viktor Orban's a little nervous and afraid of the EU and the globalists, because now he is now increasing his personal protection detail. Because again, they do not like what Viktor Orban is doing. They don't like that he's basically going against their illegal immigrants coming into the countries, because again, Hungary is saying absolutely not. Viktor Orban is talking peace. The EU is talking war. So right there, that should tell you everything you need to know. And what does the deep state players do when they don't like the leader and they want to replace the leader? They assassinate that leader. They tried to assassinate Trump. They will try to assassinate Viktor Orban. This is how they play the game. But I do believe in the end, this is not going to work the way they think it's going to work. And I think everything's going to start to really fall apart. Just like it's all going to fall apart for the medical industry and big pharma, because once we bring in RFK Jr., he's going to change everything. And yes, they're going to try to stop him at every turn. And once everything is in place and Trump is in the White House and he brings in all the people that are going to lead the charge into reversing everything the deep state has done, I think when people learn what they have done here in the medical industry, what they have done to the food, what they have done with everything, I think people are going to be absolutely shocked. And it looks like RFK Jr., one of his first things he's going to do is he will advise all U.S. water systems to remove fluoride from the public water. Fluoride is an industrial waste associated with arthritis, bone fractures, bone cancer, IQ loss, neurodevelopmental disorders, and thyroid disease. So President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, they want to make America healthy again. And I do believe RFK Jr. and everyone else that is being brought on to the administration, it looks like they're going to bring on Ron Paul. He's going to assist Elon in cutting the government. I do believe with all of these people, I do believe we're going to be able to turn all of this around. Now, of course, we still have to get there, and we're going to see a lot of things happen during this period of time. But I do believe in the end, the people of this country, we're going to take back the entire country. And you can see when you look at the Kamala Harris campaign, you can see that all these different stars that are coming out for Kamala Harris, one way or another, they were associated with Diddy. I mean, J-Lo, you could see there's panic all over her face. Because, again, who did she date? Oh, that's right. She dated Diddy. Jordan Sather put this out and said, everyone in the photo endorsed Kamala. And it shows Ellen DeGeneres, Taylor Swift, J-Lo, Beyonce, you name it. They're all there. They are panicking like we've never seen before. And they're bringing everyone out because they know that once this is exposed, it is game over for all of them. And you're going to see a lot more people come out in support of Kamala Harris because, again, when you start to look at it, you could see the difference now. You could see all the people that are associated with Diddy, all the people that are panicking, all the people that are saying, don't look at the photos that are going to be coming out. You could see that they're involved in the pedo networks. They're involved in human trafficking, child trafficking, and they're afraid that all this information is going to be coming out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with Kamala Harris, she made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live. And what's very interesting about this, because if you go back a little bit in time, SNL said that they're not going to have Harris and Trump on the network. They're not going to have this because they didn't want to get involved with the election laws and things like that. But then all of a sudden, Kamala Harris made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live, which again violates the election law. Brendan Carr put this out and said, this is a clear and blatant effort to evade the FCC's equal time rule. The purpose of the rule is to avoid exactly this type of biased and partisan conduct. A licensed broadcaster using the public airwaves to exert its influence for one candidate on the eve of the election, unless the broadcaster offered equal time to other qualifying campaigns. So are they going to allow Trump to actually get on there? Are they going to allow him to have a cameo on SNL? Because that would only be fair. And what's very interesting is that Kamala Harris, she did a skit, which is exactly the same skit that Trump did a while back, where Trump spoke to himself. So she's just continually copying everything that Trump does. And the other thing that's very interesting is that her campaign has two different ads that she's pushing to Jews and Arabs, depending in what state you're in. And if you're in a state like Michigan, then it's all pro-Gaza, all pro-Hamas. If you're in another state like New York, oh, it's pro-Jews. And CNN actually investigated this and pointed this out, where in Michigan, for those audiences, because it's a large Arab American population, Harris focuses on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. If you look at Pennsylvania, it's aimed at Jewish voters, primarily featuring her stance on Israel. So she's playing both sides. So basically, you can't be on both sides. You have to be on one side. But what is she doing? Well, we know it's the election coming up, and this is how she does it. Well, I'm banning fracking. I don't like fracking. Oh, I love fracking. This is what she does. This is what a politician does. They just tell you what you want to hear, period. And everything about her campaign is completely and utterly fake. Trump War Room put this out, and it says less than a day apart, everything about Kamala is rehearsed. Fakest candidate in history. Just take a listen. And that should tell you everything you need to know. I mean, actually having her as the presidential candidate, that's fake too. Nobody ever voted for her. So everything about her was basically created. This is not a grassroots movement where, oh, we need Kamala. The deep state players took someone, an empty shell, an empty vessel, like Trump says, and they created everything around her. But everyone can see that now. And everyone realizes that she's fake. Everything she does is fake and scripted. Let's talk about her health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. And this is not going to help them in the end. It's actually going to hurt them quite a bit. But you can see the deep state players, the entire criminal syndicate, they're trying to do everything they possibly can to make sure their empty vessel wins. Patrick Webb put this out and said, the Pentagon reportedly failed to send absentee ballots to active military service members before the election. Why would they do this? Because you know why? Most of the military people, who do you think they're voting for? They're not voting for Kamala. They're voting for Trump. Remember, it's always one side. Whenever you see a glitch, whenever you see something happen, it's always against the Trump supporters. You never see the glitch the other way around. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that we see is that out in Colorado, Jenna Griswold, you know, where she leaked all the passwords to the entire election system. Well, it looks like the Trump campaign, they issued a formal demand calling on Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold to temporarily cease processing mail-in ballots after her office reportedly leaked critical BIOS passwords online. And of course, they're saying that everything is secure now, everything is fine, don't worry about it. We don't have to worry about the systems. Now, you have to remember, I do believe all of this is coming out into the open. We have the Patriots now looking into all the election fraud, because remember, during 2020, during 2022, they saw the techniques that they have used to cheat in the elections. So since they know the techniques, since they know their tactics, all they have to do is look for them, call them out on it before the election, actually bring the suits to the courts, have the courts rule on it, because now they're building the standing. They're building the case. They're building everything up, because eventually what's going to happen, this is probably going to go all to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to say, okay, let me see your evidence. What do you got that the elections are manipulated, that the elections aren't on the up and up? And you know what? They're going to produce all of this evidence, and the Supreme Court's going to see it and go, holy crap, look at this. This is unbelievable. And look at the And Trump will say, and the supporters and the Patriots will say, look at all the cases that we've won. Look at all the lawsuits. So this way, the Supreme Court can then say, yes, this election is totally manipulated. Now, remember, the deep state players, they are trying to say that it's manipulated, that we don't know who the winner is yet. We can't certify. But I think Trump has led them down this path and actually trapped them in all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Libertarian Party, they just sued Jenna Griswold in Colorado. George put this out and said, the Colorado Libertarian Party just sued to force the entire state to decommission all voting machines and move to a total hand count of the ballots after Jenna Griswold leaked the passwords. So They want all the machines decommissioned because now we don't know if the elections are on the up and up. Well, here's another lawsuit. The evidence is out there. Can this be used against them in the end? Absolutely. And I do believe this is exactly what we're seeing right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Georgia, and Josh McCoon put this out. It says, update from the Georgia Republican Party Chairman Josh McCoon. I've been apprised that after refusing to admit our poll watchers, that Fulton County and other counties are now allowing our poll watchers to observe the voting activity occurring today. It is unacceptable that the decision was made to open these locations without notice or authorization from any party charged with election administration. Our legal team is evaluating our next steps with regard in today's decision allowing this activity in the first place. I am grateful to the RNC chairman, Michael Whatley, our legal and election integrity teams for jumping on the issue immediately. While we should not have to alert the public to have Georgia law enforced, I am pleased that the lawful observation is now occurring. Let me be absolutely clear. We will not tolerate violations of Georgia election law and will vigorously defend the integrity of this election every step of the way. Now, once again, even though they said, yes, we're going to allow this, what happens if they kick them out? Well, there's already a suit. It's already on record. So right there, here's another piece of evidence. Now, this also could be used in other states because people now are reporting all of this. And I do believe in the end, it will be used. And remember, the deep state players, they're preparing to not certify the elections, and they're preparing to try to control the insurgency. And the insurgency is where they control the flow of information. And this is why Soros, I do believe, has purchased 200 radio stations. This is why they fast-tracked everything. And they want control over the fake news. They want control of the radio stations. And they're going to try to maintain control over Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. But I do believe in the end, this is all going to fail for them because, again, there's other platforms and there's the emergency broadcast system, which will override everything that they're trying to say. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have the counterinsurgency prepared and ready to go for when this occurs, which I do believe it's most likely going to occur. But when you start to look at the elections and you start to look at these poll numbers, you see that Trump, he has a lead over Harris in the swing states. And when you look at North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Trump is leading Harris in all of these different areas. And what's very interesting, they're still trying to say it's very, very close. I do believe it's not as close as everyone thinks. I do believe he is way in the lead. And I do believe that in the end, when we start to see the election using the cheating system compared to paper ballots and one day voting, I do believe we're going to see a very, very big difference. Now, Mark Halperin, he says he has sources that tell him that Kamala Harris is unlikely to win Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona plus, and there's also trouble in Wisconsin. And it looks like there's reports that Kamala Harris, they're having a difficult time funding everything right now in her campaign. I wonder if they diverted all funds now to go to the post-election to pay for the rent-a-mobs and everything like that, because they realize at this point in time, so close to the election, there's no reason to spend the money on the elections because, again, she's not really getting votes. She's getting ballots. Why don't we just shift our funds and start paying the rent-a-mobs, getting everything prepared? Now, remember, they've been preparing for this for a long time because, again, to prepare for chaos, for civil war, just like January 6th, it takes about a year of planning, maybe even 2 years. So I do believe they've been planning for this. They've been using the funds, money laundering everything, and sending the money over to the rent-a-mobs. And now they have to pay the rent-a-mobs, to pay the propaganda networks, to try to control the message, the narrative. And that is the insurgency. The counterinsurgency is the military, the people, and controlling what is being broadcast to the people. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to have the control. Maybe in the beginning it won't seem that way, but in the end they will have the control because the people, they will be with Trump, they will be with the military. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that the Justice Department, they're going to be monitoring the elections. Now, this is the federal government. They want to send their people, the FBI, DOJ, to all these different locations. Of course, what are they going to do? They're going to try to manipulate. They're going to try to shift people away from the polls. They're going to allow Antifa to be around the polls. And I do believe that is their plan during the elections. And they might even try to kick poll watchers out and try to manipulate in that way, where it allows the people inside to manipulate the elections with ballots. Now, remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have a lot of poll watchers that they've trained. They have a lot of lawyers on the ground. I think this is going to be very, very difficult. And again, I do believe they're going to be caught in the act during the election. But Florida, they have told the DOJ that they cannot bring their election monitors down to Florida. They're not permitted inside the polling places. And Florida Secretary of State Cord Byrd wrote an email to the Deputy Chief of the U.S. Department of Justice Voting Section, Jasmine Richardson, and said, as a reminder, the Department of Justice monitors are not permitted inside the polling places under Florida law. He cited 102.0313A of the Florida statutes, which lists those who are allowed inside of the polling place. The Department of Justice personnel are not included on the list. So Florida is pushing back and saying, if you enter, you are breaking the law. I think every other state that has these type of laws on the books should also make it very, very clear to the DOJ, the FBI, that you are not permitted in there. But I do believe what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to keep people away from the polls by using Antifa, illegals, criminals, and maybe create the chaos in those areas. We'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is as the elections are happening, and we saw this happen in 2020, Trump and the Patriots know that this is going to happen. The deep state players have already told us that we might not know the results for, you know, 3 days, 5 days, maybe even 2 weeks. And they don't want Trump saying that he's the winner. Even though the polls are showing that he's a winner, they're going to say that the ballots have not been delivered. All of them haven't been delivered. So we don't know if Trump's the winner. So he's not allowed to say this. Now, it looks like the Democrats, they're already saying that they will flood social media and airwaves if Trump tries to declare victory. And this is coming from Kamala Harris, the deep state players, saying that they will flood the entire area saying that he is not the winner because we don't have all the ballots in and we haven't counted everything. So they're already prepping for what is coming. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and Brian Fraser put this out and says, what do you think? Do you think Kamala Harris and the Democrats will certify the election when Trump wins? M. Williams responded to this and said, they will try to avoid it, but have no choice. The Electoral Count Reform and Presidential Transition Improvement Act of 2022 was signed by Biden. Now, yes, this is the new law that they put into place. And we talked about this many, many times before where they went ahead, and I'm talking about the D's, they heard what Trump was saying, that the VP has the ability to send the results back to the states to say, hey, we don't want to certify this. Now, of course, the D's, what were they thinking? They were thinking, okay, we cheat in the election. We use the ballots. We use the machines. And if anyone's running against Trump, we don't want them to have the ability to send the results back to the states. So on January 6th, when they're going through all the results and people have objections, they didn't want Kamala Harris to send the results back to the states. Remember, it's their cheating system. They know that they use the ballots. They know they use the machines. They don't want anyone saying, hey, we saw anomalies. We saw fraud. We saw this. So we're not going to certify. They didn't want this during January 6th. So they took the power away from the VP. And now the VP can't send the results back. But there are legal pathways for disputes. One of the key provisions of this act establishes a clear judicial path for resolving disputes about the appointment of presidential electors. If there's a dispute over the certification of electors, the law specifies that such cases should be filed in the federal district court where the state's capital is located. This could potentially lead to more streamlined process where legal challenges are quickly escalated. Appeals from these district court decisions are directed to be heard directly from the Supreme Court, bypassing the usual circuit court of appeals. This direct appeal process is designed to expedite resolutions, ensuring that any legal disputes do not drag on and affect the certification of the Electoral College results. So the Supreme Court would need to handle these cases with an urgency not often seen in its typical docket, given the tight timelines surrounding the certification of presidential election results. This could lead to special sessions or expedited procedures specifically for these cases. Any decisions made by the Supreme Court under this new framework could set important precedents for future elections, potentially influencing how states manage their electoral process. So is this how Trump is going to have the Supreme Court make the ruling? Because remember, the deep state is going to say, we're not going to certify. We believe the elections are manipulated. We believe that something happened, maybe a cyber attack or inside job. Remember, this is what they've been reporting. Will Trump use this law against them to show the people and actually have the deep state say that the elections aren't secure, the elections were manipulated, that the machines, they were connected to the internet, they weren't locked down, and they've been flipping votes? I think people are going to start to see the election fraud, and I think the deep state is going to actually show the people what happened here, which is actually going to give the power to Trump and the Patriots, where they can then say, well, if that is the case, and we don't know who the winner is, we must do this over, or maybe just count the ballots. Now, if we count the ballots, what are people going to see? They're going to see that the ballots were printed up and they all look the same. And there's a lot of fake names, a lot of fake Social Security numbers. The signatures don't match. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And I think at that time, the Supreme Court's going to say, listen, we have all the different evidence that was coming in prior to the election. We have the different court cases prior to the election. And now we're getting this during the election. So I think the deep state players, they screwed themselves. Or did Trump and the Patriots actually trap them? I do believe they trapped them in all this, and they're leading them down this path. Now, the other thing that we could see is the deep state players, they're preparing for chaos. And it's very interesting, the states now that have activated the National Guard, or they have put the National Guard on standby. First, we heard it was Nevada. Now we hear Governor Jay Inslee, he has activated the National Guard troops to be on standby in case they are needed. And that is now in Washington. We also have Oregon, who has placed the National Guard on standby. I do believe we'll probably see many other states do this also, which is very, very interesting. And if you remember, there is a post that says something about the National Guard being activated. It's very interesting how this is all now coming together. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X, and it's 10:45 p.m., and it says Trump wraps up his third rally of the day in Greensboro, North Carolina, with a few dance moves on the way out of the arena. Lisa May said, interesting timestamp, because what Dan Scavino did, he put it right up top, 10:45. And then she points to post 10:45, and this post says the following. And Anon on the board says, how soon? Down below it says, we don't inform our enemies of the specifics. We instead instill fear in them to make unplanned and disastrous countermoves. Then Dan Scavino put out another post on X, and it shows Trump signing a plane that has the number 51 on it in North Carolina, which is very, very interesting. If you go to post 51, this is what it says. And this is November 2nd, 2017. Dear Patriot, we hear you. We hear all Americans such as yourself. The time has come to take back our great land. The time is now. Rest assured, POTUS is backed by the absolute finest people alive who are all dedicated to the eradication, evil, and corruption from the U.S. world. Find peace. God is with us. God bless and be safe. The White House. And I do believe they're ready to move forward with the entire plan. And I do believe the deep state players, the D's, they are now trapped in all of this. Trump and the Patriots have brought them down this path. And yes, I do believe that something big is going to happen during the election and after the election. And you can see the deep state players, they are planning for civil war chaos. And once again, they're going to have to do something to actually say the elections were manipulated. Yes, we see the fraud, we see the manipulation, we see what's going on before the elections, but during the elections themselves, they could say they don't have all the ballots, but if the elections are manipulated and they don't know the results of the elections and they're trying to stop the certification of the elections, I do believe they're going to have some type of an event. It's almost like COVID. They could have told you there was a virus. And if they just said there was a virus, would anyone really believe it? The only reason people believed it is because of what reason? Well, you had five governors throw sick people into nursing homes where all of a sudden you saw the elderly die. They're saying, oh, the virus affects those people that have compromised immune system, and people got scared. Holy crap. Grandma, grandpa, the virus is real. So you saw the death. Again, they did this on purpose, because if they just said there was a virus and the news didn't report, didn't have their little ticker on there, you didn't see people dying, would you be afraid? You wouldn't. Remember, they love using invisible events. Then what happened? The fake news, and remember Hillary Clinton and the rest saying, we must test. They wanted the fake tests to build up the idea that people had COVID. The test, the PCR test at the time, gave false positives. Plus, they expanded the number of revolutions of what they were detecting in the test. And they were picking up dead RNA fragments saying, yes, you have it. But that's not how the test was developed. And they brought it out so far, it didn't even make any sense. But they had to do this to make people think that cases, they were skyrocketing. Then what did they do? They said, hey, listen, hospitals, we'll give you a lot of money. If people test positive for COVID, we will pay you. Now, it doesn't matter if they died of COVID, but if they test positive, we'll pay you. So what do you think the hospitals did? They said everyone was dying and they had COVID. This is how they scared the people. Now, once again, when you look at the elections and you look at what's happening, this is an invisible event. It's a cyber attack, which I do believe most likely they might use if they do. And the only way to show you that something is happening is to actually have things happen. They can't just say, hey, this is a cyber attack and you don't see anything. So they're going to have to either flicker the lights, they're going to have to hit the water systems, and they're going to have to hit the election system. So they're going to have to actually show you that the elections were manipulated. We can't trust the results. We can't certify. And doing all of this, they want to make the Trump supporters angry, and they want to make their base angry. And their base is going to be Antifa, the illegals. But again, they want both sides angry to create what? To create a war. Now, again, we've seen the Patriot Front group out there. We've seen the fake neo-Nazi groups out there that they used to say they're part of Trump, which they're not. And you're going to see people dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going to try to push this very, very hard. And to push this, they need control over the information. You see, if there were riots on the street and they were and people were burning down the buildings and you saw people dressed up as Trump supporters and you saw these people also attacking the Capitol, if the news didn't report it, you wouldn't see it, you wouldn't know it, you wouldn't know anything. And when the news reports it, they're going to have their narrative. Oh, look, it's Trump supporters. They're angry because the elections can't be certified. Oh, look, the Trump supporters, they're going to be attacking the Capitol. Oh, look, the Trump supporters, they are now burning down the cities. And now we see the other side, the D's, they're getting angry because of what is happening here. See, that's the narrative that they have to create. What happens if this happens and they don't have the narrative? What happens if it happens where they don't have control over what is happening? And then you get a different message to saying, no, these are the deep state players. No, these are people dressed up as Trump supporters. Oh, no, this is the deep state lashing back. This is not Trump supporters. That's why when you have an insurgency and a counterinsurgency, whoever controls the information has control over what is going on. I do believe this is why the emergency broadcast system has been put into place. This is why Starlink has been put into place. This is why Starlink now can actually connect to your phones, because what I think they're going to do is they're going to try to shut down the telecommunications. I mean, we've seen them go down many, many times, because what does the deep state want? They want control over the information as they have the insurgency. I think Trump, the Patriots, Elon Musk, and the rest, they've countered all of this, and then they can reach the people directly to counter what you're seeing. Because when you're getting messages that say the opposite of what the fake news is trying to tell you, people are going to go, what's going on here? This doesn't make sense. And then when you start to see what's really going on social media and other places, people are going to say, okay, this is not what the news is telling us. This is how you counter what they're trying to do. Remember, they had full control over January 6th. They were telling you a story that wasn't really happening. They created it out of thin air. And I think this time around, this time it's not going to work. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to actually counter everything that they're trying to do. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.